Peter.
Hey, Peter, it's Kirk.
All right, let's get out.
Department of Commerce Architecture. Are you also with the PsyCops effort?
One of the things I do is I'm on the CIO Council's Architecture and Infrastructure Committee.
Hello, gentlemen.
And
we are back, and
okay.
The recording session has started. Let me announce what we are doing today. This is the Ontolog Forum, and this is a conference call on Thursday, March 3rd, 2005. This is the annual Ontolog Community Strategic and Work Planning Session. Kurt Conrad will be chairing and will be our facilitator today. Kurt, all yours.
Greetings, everybody. Peter, are you out of the wiki page?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and climb in then. So I'm taking control of the editing function. I will have to admit up front that thinking through the planning for this year was a very daunting exercise. Last year what we attempted to do was we did some of the planning at a face-to-face meeting in San Francisco, and then we attempted to do follow-up discussions over the telephone. I think we got two or three meetings in on the topic, and it just kind of collapsed under inertia. So what I decided today is that instead of focusing on, and forgive me for the subtlety here, folks, but I think it's pretty critical. Instead of focusing on planning for Ontolog and what Ontolog needs to do, I think we need to focus on a plan for doing Ontolog planning. What is a planning process which makes sense for a community like Ontolog? And we actually need to start the conversation there. So with that, I don't want to have to do a bunch of long-winded, this is what we did before. What I'd actually like to start with is what we would consider the core principles for doing planning for Ontolog. What principles or guiding ideas do we need to keep in mind for this planning thing to be successful? And I'd like to actually start with just some brief introductions and have each of you introduce yourselves and describe, you know, what's the one thing that would really just tickle you to death if we were actually, if the planning process were able to accomplish it. Someone want to jump in, please? Bob, I know you're on. I'm going to make you start.
Well, I think your suggestion of looking at the planning process is good. Having said that, it would really have been easier with the processes that we produced product for to have an ontology of project planning that started out with the context of who we are and what our capabilities are and what some of the constraints are. So we spent some time on the issue of time and ontologies. And we did some linking and some fun things and putting together PowerPoints. The idea of formalizing to the level possible a process by which not only do we hear speakers on topics and discussion on topics, but that content and the knowledge is available to build upon using perhaps Creative Commons licensing capabilities.
Okay, Bob, I want you to hold the one thing. So I have captured what I thought the number one thing was. Refresh your screen and see if you agree that I got it.
Where are you typing?
I'm in four. I'm renaming our outline. So four becomes introductions, and it's the first bullet under four.
Okay.
Close enough, Bob?
That's good.
Okay. Let's see. Who's next? I'm going to pick Peter.
Okay. All right. Peter Yim. I'm one of the co-conveners of the Ontolog Forum. I personally want to see that we have an update of telling us that we don't even have a formal definition for ontologies. That, too, should be adopted. However,
I'm holding you to one thing.
Okay. Then, if you hold me to the one to one thing, then I would say sustainability of the community of practice as a whole should be the one thing that I definitely would want to see addressed.
Okay, so I deleted. Okay, I think I've got the sustainability of COP as a whole. So I've got that for Peter. Who wants to jump in next?
Pat Heineck here. I might as well come on board with it. I'm an enterprise architect for one of the operating units in the Department of Commerce. I'm also part of the CIO Council's Architecture and Infrastructure Committee. I have a task in that group under the governance subcommittee that's called the Unifying Framework for Enterprise Modernization and Transformation. Mm-hmm. That's really actually kind of a code word for ontological studies, but my interest in this group, as I told Peter, I've probably received more than I've given, but to talk about a planning horizon or something that would be very valuable, I would turn it into if you could set some goals to continue some technology transfer, if you will, or that may be an outdated word, but I've derived a tremendous benefit, I think, in being able to sell semantic interoperability or the value of ontology by being able to go into your forums, hear your discourse, perhaps synthesize a lot of what I see emerging, and then put it to practice. So one goal state that I think would be very valuable for you is not only to sustain the community and its value, but to be able to turn it into some kind of, when I say technology transfer, some way to be able to utilize that information when people are trying to make decisions. And I'm coming at this more of a from a federal government environment where there is a certain amount of ontology work and semantic interoperability work going on. I do belong to some of the communities of practice, but I think what the government's struggling with is how to really turn that into something useful. So I think that would be something I would state.
Okay, Pat, I just now saved the wiki, take a look at it, see if you consider that reflective or want me to change it.
Okay.
Kurt, I just joined. This is Lisa Seberg.
Lisa, I haven't heard your voice for eons.
Thank you.
How's that
for
an inside joke?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Peter.
Okay, Lisa, right now what we're doing is we're just going through quick introductions. And what would just elate you if it was the result of our ontolog planning activity? And I'm going to pick on you and make you go next.
I have no clue what to say, what to do. I'm just...
Okay.
That's not fair.
Okay, I'll let you wait a cycle then.
Okay.
Adam, it looks like you've jumped in. You're here?
Yeah. Well, so my number one issue is doing real work that actually gets used by somebody. So a lot of other things are important, but my focus is on really making a difference, which could be considered, you know, technology transfer. I think the stuff that we've been doing with UBL is really certainly my focus. I think it's, in my opinion, the most important thing we can do because it shows a concrete result and it gives something to the community that they can latch onto and say, you know, here's how specifically Ontolog helped us. Here's how the technology approach that Ontolog has been taking actually influenced a particular product, in this case a standard.
Okay, I'm saving it. Adam, take a look at it. Pat, were you happy with what I did with you?
You know, I apologize. I haven't navigated to the right place on the Ontolog forum, and I was trying to look at the reservation thing really quick. I was at the Community Wiki branch point. Would that get me there the quickest?
Peter, can you get him there quickly?
Yeah, okay. Are you at the Ontolog Wiki homepage?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was just a lot there, and I didn't know where to branch that quick.
All right. Then go down to News and Announcement, which would be like the fifth or sixth subheading, right underneath Discussion Forum, Archives, there's a News and Announcement.
Okay, communities of practice, discussion forums, news and announcements. Got it. I
right.
See it.
There's a link, conference call 205-0303.
Okay.
That's where we are.
Someone just joined, I believe?
Yeah, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
I only have a few minutes, just want to check in.
Okay. So let's see. Pat, let me go ahead and pick you up real quick. What we're doing is we're having each person introduce themselves very briefly and describe the one key ultimate elate them to death goal if we could accomplish it with our ontolog planning. So what would you like to see as an outcome of ontolog planning?
I don't know.
Introduce yourself.
Pat Cassidy. I'm at MITRE. I'm ontologist here. Ontolog planning. Well, based on the results of the past 2 years, is that how long we've been in existence?
Roughly.
Almost three.
Decide what's feasible within the next 6 months.
Okay. Got it.
Where are you entering that input? Under what number?
Item 4, introduction.
Yeah, I see that. You're not giving an attribution to individual people. You're creating bullets, correct?
Exactly.
Got it. Yeah, that's fine. I like what's there.
Great. James, you want to jump in?
Sure. Well, I guess I agree pretty much with what Adam and Pat had said about more or less defining some sort of clear business value and application of the technology. I guess one other thing along the same lines is to create some sort of clear distinction of the differences between what's out there now as far as metadata representations and what additional benefits ontology gives you and something along those lines.
Okay. So what I've got is two things. I'm going to trim it down to one, please. First phrase, define clear business value to application of technology. Second one, create clear distinction between various metadata representations and ontology. Can you pick one of those two?
Go for the second one there.
That's kind of where I thought you were going to land. Okay, cool.
This is Pat again, just to go back. One thing I think would be really valuable for us to do would be to maintain a list of applications of practical applications of ontologies and analyses of what they can do and what are the factors that enable them to do that.
Okay, Pat, you like that better than decide what's feasible the next 6 months?
That would be one of the things I'd say. It would be feasible to start such a list in the next 6 months, but we should be able to do other things as well.
I'll tell you what, make a note of that. It'll come up later, but I'm not going to fold it in right here. I'm going to leave what you had before, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. So let's see. We've got Lisa, you've got anything that you can think of now?
No, I'm still in the learning mode enough that it's difficult for me to sit here and say, oh, this is what I see.
What do you want to learn?
Coming out of this? It's just, what do I want to learn? Yeah. I want to learn what this whole thing is all about and how it works for me, what it's going to do for me.
Hey, Kurt, do you want to do just one go-around and so that people don't jump in and interrupt your flow and then give us a chance to come back, since whatever comments are out there are probably stimulating people to think about their very first response?
Exactly. And I recommend strongly you have a pad of paper next to you so you can jot these things down while you're thinking of them. I just went out, updated the page so you can take a look at it, and we're basically through this cycle.
I thought we have some more people.
Is there anybody I missed?
Yeah, what's your total? I thought you had about 7.
The attendees, I've got myself, Peter, Bob, Adam, James, Patrick, Lisa, and Pat.
Oh, you missed yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm moderating, so I'm neutral.
Say something. What do you want to end up with?
You're going
to
pin me down, then I'm not a neutral moderator.
Hi, it's Dwayne. I just joined.
Oh, hey, Dwayne. Let me go a cycle, and then we'll pick you up. I think what I'm after is clear priorities. because what we're finding is that there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's starting to get moderately chaotic, and part of me likes that, but I also know that it's getting hard for people to participate. So I think that's kind of what I'm after. Dwayne, the question we're doing now is just a brief introduction and to have you state your one ultimate goal that will be realized or what will be accomplished as a result of this Ontolog planning effort.
Oh, boy. Talk about getting put on the spot.
Yeah, well, you come in late. That's the life.
Yeah. I can't answer that just off the top of my head. I'd have to give that some thought.
Okay, I'll give you a few seconds.
Okay. My personal goal for, you know, what I would like to see out of this forum,
okay.
Or my
well, company. I can live with that as a fallback.
Okay, my personal goal would be really to, you know, I'm still, I guess, at the what I would consider the getting educated stage. So I've been visiting a lot of the archived sites on the wiki and, you know, going to some of the stuff Adam had pointed others at and kind of trying to get up to speed as far as where it's all going. Just from what I've been exposed to in the past, I would think that the ontology work is probably absolutely imperative to building the next generation of structured information systems on a global basis, and just trying to figure out how that's going to look like from an implementation standpoint. And, you know, some of the thinking that we're doing in this group really is, you know, we talk about one subject here and it really brings up a number of subjects, but I can see increasingly that there's relevance to other activities. So I guess figuring the objective would be to really look at a clear statement of how ontology work is practical, useful, and what part it plays in future architectures.
Okay, and I'm going to save this so you can take a look at it, see if you think I captured it.
And to learn how to navigate through the wiki system.
We're on item 4, actually. Okay, anybody have any issues with what's been captured so far?
Looks great.
Okay. Next thing I want to talk about are really principles. What are the core principles? This will be a little bit more free form. That we need to keep in mind to have successful planning within the Ontolog community. And this is actually one where I think I'm going to jump in because I did give it some thought. I think one of the key principles is we need to figure out some way of engaging the lurkers. We've got a lot of people and a very small number, relatively speaking, of active participants. So I think it's imperative we figure out some way of engaging the broader community. Anybody else?
Well, I have a thought on that. If we could get people to write down why they think that ontologies might be useful for them, which is to say, what makes them subscribe to the Ontolog list? What is it that they're curious about?
Okay, is Pat, right?
Pardon?
That's Pat, right?
Yeah, it's Pat.
Could you
I think if you get a list of objectives that people feel that they have and are unfulfilled, which makes them want to explore ontologies.
Pat, if you can forgive me, I'm going to cut you off here because we've got about a half
You're
hour
forgiven.
Consumed. Write that down. It's a strategy. It'll come up later. I'm just not ready for it now. Anybody think of a succinct design principle or
I think I'm off. Go ahead. Go.
Could I make a comment, please?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Nicholas.
Okay, welcome.
One of thank you. One of the things I'd like to see in the next year is a some kind of a better technology than Wiki for the forum. The problem that I see with Wiki is that it's essentially a single writer type of blackboard. And when you ask people to write some stuff, then sometimes we can't really write it fast enough before somebody needs to put some input, or it's not clear exactly who has the page, and so some of the edits may be lost or whatnot. And
okay.
And so for even somebody who may not want to speak up but may want to write up some question, it's kind of hard. And the next one is, I mean, it's almost like we're not even eating our own dog food here, in the sense that, you know, project 10 years from now, you're going to have, you know, megabytes of stuff on the Ontolog forum. None of that will be, you know, organized or linked or cross-referenced. I mean, we could even use, for example, things like Sumo or something like that to kind of cross-reference things, you know, to kind of extract concepts that have been talked about in many places, but perhaps that people have not linked explicitly in the wiki.
Oh, that brings up a question. Have we, Peter, do we have a search engine that has indexed all of the Ontolog, the dialogues, et cetera, the mail archives?
Yes,
and so
absolutely.
On. Do we have that indexed?
Yeah, anything that is in the space, including the file space, the wiki space, and the email forum archives, are actually indexed for full text search and granularly accessible. I mean, meaning you can...
That's a period. I'm cutting it off.
Right.
Okay. I love hurting you cats on this project. You know that. Okay. Everything gets traction. That's what makes it so much fun.
If you're back to core
principles, yeah.
One of the things that I think you talked about in terms of engaging lurkers, I think something that is latent in this forum is you definitely have a stratified membership, in that you will constantly, not unlike the argument of an accumulating corpus of findings or work or discussion, you will have a constant set of new initiates coming in seeking orientation. You have a constant set of people who know the ropes, and then there'll be a set of old timers who have dispensed with all that and really would like to get down to work. So I think at one point you're going to have to acknowledge what I would call a stratified membership, and therefore there's ramifications to being able to purvey to that wide of audience.
Got it. Thank you.
And it always happens like that.
Okay, so I've folded that in. Anybody else want to jump in with something?
Yeah, Peter, along that same line of thought, but from the work perspective, I mean, I think we originally cast ourselves as a sort of community of practice, so we should balance between the work that is sort of helping people learn versus the work that is helping, is doing real work. So a balance between the educational aspects as well as the real work, I mean, the community of practice, the practice aspect should be properly balanced. And I like your point about prioritizing. Not that we should choose one or the other, but, I mean, finding a real balance between the two, because
okay.
I think both are important.
Excellent. I just updated, reflect those thoughts. Somebody else, please.
Yeah, when I meant about better technology than Wiki, you know, search is fine, but it's not, it's text search, not ontology search.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, so when somebody says, you know, semantics, well, it's not just that I want semantics, but maybe somebody was talked about logic or reasoning or something because, well, they're related to semantic issues.
This is Adam. I think that's actually a great idea that would serve two purposes. One purpose would be, of course, having a search that's ontology-based by having ontology terms that are essentially tags on people's individual contributions on the wiki. A second advantage would be that would encourage people to become familiar with the ontology that we're using. So it would have an educational aspect as well.
Bingo.
Absolutely. I think that's crucial. We haven't gone this far, but I mean, what we have done up to now, I think, which is also good, is to at least capture the life cycle of the transactions.
You really would have a semantic web, actually, for your ontology.
Okay,
you
guys are in the solution space here. We're on principles. Someone just joined? And you're actually on the ontolog solution space, not on planning principles. Someone just joined?
Maybe someone just dropped off.
I heard a ding. We might have worn them out and they left already. Okay,
one more principle is you could make ontology search itself a community development of this forum. That would kind of combine the address of, education versus practice kind of trade.
Yes, we should start a new project on that.
If you're going to go back to your planning principles, I think there's some governance mechanisms that would have to be more formalized in terms of, there is a steering body, of course, maybe de facto by a consensus, but perhaps a higher formalization. We know that there's always going to be initiatives brought in. It's kind of like requirements engineering. So I'm thinking that maybe you'd have to look at that whole idea about how to create better governance structures to sustain maybe the fluid membership, but something that would have a higher permanence in terms of supporting the planning function.
Okay, I like the sound of that. Come on, save. Work little button. Just been saved.
I had another thought too regarding principles, which is to define what is the scope and the structure that the ontolog is addressing. So
how's that a principle?
Well, I think one of the things that you need to address in describing how you're going to go forward is describing what the scope and the structure of the material that you're going to be covering is going to be present on the site.
Okay. I think I've got it. I think I figured it. I think I understand now.
Boundary conditions.
Okay. Anybody else? I'm going to give this about a couple more minutes unless someone's got really urgent brain expansion.
So, Kurt, just an expansion on the eat dog food apply ontologies.
Yeah.
Needs two more words, tag pages, or maybe tag pages with ontologies, because apply ontologies, it's not clear what that means. Apply them to what? In what way?
Okay, you're not talking about planning anymore, but I'm recording it anyway just because I like you so much.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Okay, I'm saving, so you can refresh if you're so inclined. Let's see what we've got here. So what's important from planning? Well, engaging lurkers, stratified membership, orientate new initiatives, community of practice, help people learn, balance education and practice, eat our dog food, apply ontologies. Yeah, I'd love an ontology for planning. That'd be cool. Sub-communities, more formalized governments, steering body. I did steer. That doesn't look right.
No, it doesn't.
That needs two E's. There we go.
Yep.
Steering body. Accept, enable, nurture new initiatives. Scope and structure of ontologs. Boundary conditions. Tag pages with ontologies. And one that I think here is really a sustained planning initiative process. We need a sustained planning process. And it needs to have an asynchronous component. Trying to do stuff in these one-hour meetings where everyone shifts in and out periodically tends to be very, very difficult to maintain continuity. So I'm going to go ahead and call that a wrap unless anybody else has any principles that you think are absolutely critical for us to think about as we try to go forward on ontolog planning.
I did a quick search of just online to see if anything popped out of a Google search, and you can unearth a lot of either conventional wisdom for that, but it might be worth, other than just sitting here, I think we've hit on some real key concepts, but there might be something to be mined out of that, too. I did a real fast one and put in planning process and planning principles, and and we could conceivably distill some more out of that that might be salient for this.
Well, and we're actually at this moment using a very formalized planning process. We're just doing it in a relatively chaotic fashion. So the next topic I want to go with, let me save it so we all can see what we're talking about. Did someone just join us?
It's Pat. I had a drop out. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
I don't know, in a couple of minutes now. I have something else coming up. Good.
Okay.
With someone else, too.
This is Susan Turnbull.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Yeah, hi.
Susan, I'm going to put
late.
You, this is Kurt. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, okay.
And get you caught up.
You like doing that.
Well, when you get here, it happens. So what we've done is each person has introduced themselves and described what they have as kind of an ultimate goal or desire regarding the result of our ontolog planning effort.
Okay.
And if you could articulate something, that would be really wonderful.
Okay. Maybe I'll make it a little longer view in that, however your ontolog forum might choose to, you know, reconstitute in advance and as you go through this planning process, what I will say is how much my community really values the exchanges that are getting underway with the ontolog forum, and I'm hoping that it's reciprocal and mutual, because I can say that we certainly are very, very much benefiting from the expertise that all of you have been contributing as participants in our events, and as we hold these joint meetings, and as there's more and more crossover, let's say, with the data reference model. I think what it has done for the community that I represent is demonstrate the efficacy on several levels for us of a more open process for developing our strategies for going forward in areas like our enterprise architecture reference models. There's a lot of attention on us right now to see how we might succeed in a more open process, and we're actually learning from and pointing to communities like yours that have been doing this longer than we. And so just the manner in which you work is very significant, and I think you probably already know this from conversations with Brand and the others, is your expertise has already had great influence in a number of our settings. And again, we're still on a learning curve, but basically very much value the contributions. And
Susan?
Yes.
Susan? Just
yes.
Because of the time, I'm putting a real premium on short answers.
Okay.
So what I did is I captured continue valuable exchanges with other communities of practice, especially those associated with federal initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
That reflect
great.
It?
Sure, that's just fine.
Cool, thank you. And the next question, to do a little bit of catch-up, is core planning principles, like, one or two-word phrases, key principles that need to guide this planning effort. Anything come to mind?
Mm-hmm. And that means just the call today? Or is the planning effort today, or is it a month?
I think one of the things that's happened is it's becoming clear that we need a planning effort that's more than just today.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm not sure if I have anything other than what it means to be a member, and if there are multiple levels of membership, how decisions are made as you grow, and maybe you've got that all sorted out.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
I'm saving the wiki page. You can go take a look if you'd like.
Okay.
And we're moving on to planning issues. So as the editor comes back up, I will... Where's that? Here we go. Planning issues. So let's see. Anybody have an issue they want to put on the table with the way
the planning? Typically, planning, general planning issues.
Yeah.
About the process of planning.
Within ontolog issues with planning.
Involve the right people in the planning process. for sure. In other words,
so
you know,
you're saying the right people aren't necessarily involved?
Well, I'm stating it as a general thing. I mean, you might have a lot of volunteers. And I've seen this because in the AIC committees, sometimes you'll get a lot of volunteers, but they all don't have the same degree of time involvement or necessarily the same skills. Not that they don't have the energy and the willingness, but sometimes when you have, you know, you usually have to manage the planning process. So to the extent possible, I think you'd like to try to get the planners who are going to be in it for the long haul and definitely will stick by it. That's kind of what I meant. It wasn't meant to defame any one person.
No. I'm just trying to phrase it as an issue. So I've got right people not necessarily involved, volunteers versus skill mix versus availability.
And I think there's definitely goals and objectives in the planning process that you want to be able to sort of record and communicate widely so that everybody is kind of on the same page with it. So there's no assumptions that are made about what we thought we were doing.
Okay, I've got ability to record and communicate planning issues. Next. Freeform, jump in, anybody.
Okay, would updating the bringing the charter up to date, I mean, be part of this?
Charter is not current with focus.
Real activities, yeah.
Charter not reflect. Current focus. Good. Anybody else?
I think
deadlines.
Go ahead.
Deadlines can create real stress, particularly if they sneak up on you unanticipated. I think that's an issue.
Okay. And I think along that line, Bob, because I know the experience you're talking about, unclear success criteria.
I've got one that I think is important to the success of it. A lot of these tend to look like mechanics, but try to engineer in some kind of accountability. That is, regularly review who's doing what.
Can you phrase that as an issue? What aspect of accountability are you concerned with?
Just being able to know that people have the responsibilities and that, you know, it's clearly defined what they're supposed to be doing. What are the goals and objectives? Who's responsible for them? And just so that there's no equivocality about that.
Okay.
Or if there is, there's conflict management and conflict resolution.
Did someone just join us?
Some beep. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to save this so we can take a look at it and resync. Back into it. Actually, I love what's coming out. Anything else?
I think maybe managing the communication and making sure that that all the information that's gathered as we go through the planning process is re-disseminated effectively, and that it's not we don't drift off course or lose focus where we want to go.
Okay. I've got one that, and this is one of the things that made it, for me when I was thinking through this, and let me see if I can express it quickly and type at the same time. It was really knowing where our true value is. There are a lot of people engaged, and I'm not sure that we really have a good reflection of why this community is valuable to all of them. Next.
Okay, I mean, that probably resounds an earlier point Pat made about having everyone write down why they're here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it definitely is congruent with that point. Any other issues in terms of planning for Ontolog? One that comes to mind is what I'll call COP, level planning, versus project, versus unstructured. That we're probably going to, we're going to have some stuff that needs a lot of planning, some stuff that doesn't. Okay, so I'm saving that point. Did we have an issue on continuity? Does anybody recall?
We should have.
No. What about continuity?
Just continuity and sustainability of the planning.
Maybe I was going to add something that's very germane to that, you know, that responsible parties should regularly review the status of the plan. So you've got kind of your finger on the pulse of what's going on, so you can determine if there's any corrective action or anything that might be going astray before it gets too far. If you're talking about continuity in terms of keeping it up, or I that's what occurred to me.
Okay, unclear status against plans, need for corrective action. Good.
It's like reviewing the status of the plan, whoever's responsible.
Okay. Yeah, hold the review status. That's actually a solution, not an issue.
Okay.
So it should come back up. Any more issues with ontolog planning? I want to focus this a little bit. Any issues with ontolog execution? Does that trigger anything else?
What do you mean by execution?
The ability of ontolog to execute against its whatever it's trying to do, its projects, initiatives, efforts. Okay, I'm not hearing much come up.
Obviously is, because I mean a classic problem that we had sort of talked about last year is, I mean, the fact that none of the work is funded, it becomes very difficult to pin anyone to real responsibilities, except sort of their own drive to see certain things get done. That's an issue. I mean, if you call that an issue.
Okay. I think that's appropriate. Any weaknesses in the ontolog the way ontolog functions that could impact planning or the way we plan or execute activities? Threats from outside. Does that trigger any thoughts? Strength.
The strength, you said?
Yeah.
Well, it's just that it's an open forum.
Okay. Anybody else?
I guess we are in a space that is very hot, and there are few other avenues for similar discussions elsewhere.
Characterize the discussions. Why are those discussions important? What aspects of those discussions make them unique and valuable, Peter? Can you articulate that?
I guess because there are more people who feel that they need to learn, and there are fewer places elsewhere where this resource is available.
Why is this resource unique as opposed to any place else?
I guess part of it is that we've been around for a few years, and of course we have a membership that actually have some expertise on the subject, and we're getting more and more people into the membership that really is authoritative, I mean, in a lot of the technical aspects of the matter.
Cool. I'm saving, so if you want to refresh, it should be out there now. Any more on strength? Especially for Lisa, why'd you call in today?
Why did I call in today?
Yeah.
Because for once I had free time, to be honest.
Actually, I'm going to go back and put that in as an issue, which is standing meeting times don't work well with all.
Oh, yes,
right.
Yes. We were supposed to work on that, too.
Well, I think very much related to that, something we've seen in the federal government is you're depending on volunteer effort.
Yes.
Very much related to that corollary of it. We have a hard time sustaining this because people have regular jobs and often their management isn't even sensitive to their participation in an enterprise-type project. Susan, you can speak to that, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true on my part also.
I could say the same thing here.
So it's the majority almost.
I have a wonderful client, otherwise I'd make fewer of these meetings. So any more on strengths?
You do assemble quite a few people who are knowledgeable. I mean, I think that's one of the beauties of the community of practice. You do acquire people with expertise, and that kind of synergy spreads out.
Okay. Is there anything that we should be sure not to break? What should we make sure we don't screw up?
Making it an attractive forum for experts who are not just necessarily involved in this forum to take the time to make a presentation of their work. I mean, if you look at the people who've presented here, it's a cream of the crop of the work in many areas, and outside in going to conference hopping, it's very rare to have an opportunity to hear or even ask questions to these people. So to me, that's one thing that is fairly unique in this forum. And so being able to keep on essentially making it attractive or interesting for
You said for forum hopping, was that the phrase you used?
Conference hopping.
Conference hopping. Yeah, okay. I hadn't ever thought of it that way, but I think you're absolutely right. And I'll say from my own experience that my interest in attending conferences has dropped off significantly in the last few years. I just, I don't have the budget for it, and I don't have the desire for it either. Because I think you're right. I'm getting a lot of that through these mechanisms.
There's only so much percentage of stuff that is interesting. Here you can pick and choose what percentage is interesting to whoever.
So along that line, I think our distributed collaboration platform does work in that, I mean, people don't have to travel and can only spend 2 hours instead of a day or 2 days to get to one thing. So another thing that I think we should continue is the recording of these sessions. And I mean, looking at the downloads, I know that, I mean, besides people who were able to attend in real time, our recordings actually gets downloaded too.
I think that's a good point. When you talked about don't break something, it occurred to me that those are valuable entry points for a wide variety of people, both novice to expert, and that affords people, if you can't be sort of synchronous, even if you're not geosynchronous, that gives you the opportunity, kind of like a TiVo, to go back and get the richness of what was there without having to actually have spent the time. So that's been a very important asset to me.
Excellent. I'm saving it, so if anybody has any commentary, they can react and respond. It's out there now. A couple more minutes on strengths, and I'm ready to wrap it up. Anybody? Okay, time to put on your creativity hats. We're into strategies. What should we do? How should planning work inside Ontolog? Oh, planning.
You're on the item number
really
8 or 9 now?
We're on 8. Oh, hang on a second. I'll save it.
Keep
so you
on
can see it.
Killing the original agenda.
Oh, yeah, I'm killing. I'm just eating it. I'm like Pac-Man out here. Consuming the original agenda. Okay, we're down to 8 planning strategies. Go back.
Well,
and look
take
at the
example of, for example, an idea of putting, say, something like a sumo type indexing of the Ontolog forum as an example of somebody could look at how would you use, say, sumo in practice, and something that you know, would be perhaps an attractive alternative to dumb text search. Well, how should we plan something like this, given all of the constraints we have about time, funding, and yada yada?
Yeah, I think this would have to be certainly an optional volunteer kind of thing that we would hope would catch on. I mean, I might be able to send out a few introductory messages to suggest how people could annotate the pages they've created. I mean, for example, it'd be very easy on every bio page to put the sumo concept capital P person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you could put educational process in parentheses next to your educational qualifications. You could put occupational process next to your work description.
Right, but what I was asking is, in the planning strategies, how do we, in the end, get the kind of discussion where we can hash out the ideas we need to put on the table so that when we want to, say, do something more or less collaboratively in the context of this forum that addresses some mix of education and practice.
Well, Nicholas, let me jump in a bit here, because I think it's an important question. Let me try to answer it, because I think it sets the stage for some of the other conversations we're having. By the way, my goal is to actually have this thing wrapped by noon, so we're really planning on an hour and a half for this. If anybody needs to leave sooner, be sure to jump in. I'd say, to answer your question, Nicholas, what you're describing would essentially be, in my mind, a project. And our standing rules basically say three people launch a project. We've been pretty loose on how formalized those have to be, and, you know, how a project is described has been pretty much up to the project itself. We've had some that are fairly well documented. We've had some that are less well documented. What you're talking about is one that would probably want to be documented fairly well. And then we would report status in our Thursday meetings when we do status-type stuff. And if you need to schedule other time, then that's generally how that's been handled. Does that answer your question? It's not a complete answer, I understand.
Kind of, yeah.
Maybe I can point Nicholas to, on the Ontolog Wiki homepage, there's a community process, and it sort of points to how we can start a project. Essentially, anything we don't have, I mean, in terms of process, we default to the OASIS process. The OASIS is one of the best places that have really spent a very good sort of amount of time and effort and expertise on defining a good process. So our project is like their technical committee. So if we want to start a project, it's like someone going into OASIS to start a technical committee. So let's go on from there. It's on our Wiki homepage.
I comment on that suggestion. This might actually be a good forum in which to invite anyone who thinks that they have a system that can do anything useful.
Great idea.
Get out within this
guys,
forum.
I'm not going to let you talk about this project here.
Pardon?
I'm not going to let you talk about this project and plan it out in this meeting.
Well, I think this is important enough to talk about at some point. Will you suggest
it's
not right now, an alternative time?
But
I have to go in a few minutes.
Are you saying that maybe we should invite someone from OASIS to make a presentation about their process here?
No. What I'm saying is that if there are any vendors or academic groups that have any kind of practical project like a search facility or an ontology-driven knowledge base or language understanding system or something, we will be happy to help them test it within a small test frame of the Ontolog planning group and its documents and interests and people.
I think it's a phenomenal idea, but I think it needs to be a conversation to be taken offline. I encourage you to take it offline.
Could we put it in the page of scheduled technical discussions? I forgot exactly where that page is, but maybe that could be proposed.
I think that's a viable option as well. And maybe that's one of the ways let me turn this back into planning. Maybe that's one way we want to kick off a project.
Yes.
with a scheduled
technical discussion.
Technical discussion.
Right.
I think that's an excellent idea. It's a roundabout way of getting there, but I like where it landed. Okay. I updated the page, folks. One thing that hit me while you guys were talking is the possibility of a planning project with a defined sub-team to give some of the sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I had thought of is some form of membership survey. Find out who's out there and what's of value.
About a survey, one way that could be maybe dealt with easily on the web is if you had some simple way of doing some kind of a sign-on, and then you would just gather usage statistics, more or less, about how people use the Antelope Forum.
Okay.
We actually do have a survey form, but it has been optional, so that people can sort of participate with us.
Yeah, but just gather statistics, just like marketing people.
Okay, are you taking sort of planning strategy inputs?
That's what I'm doing now. I'm recording.
Okay, I have a couple.
I just saved if you want to update. And I'm re-entering edit mode. This is actually one where I'd like to... Come on. Open page. Let me get to it. Hang on a second. There it is. Okay, so under strategies, Peter, you got a couple ideas?
Yeah, yes. One is we should, this is not to be discussed here, but we could discuss and pursue this, is to consider incorporating Ontolog as a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
If you do decide, if the group decides to do that, I'd be glad to help, since I've already done that for two different groups.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
What is it?
501c, I think I've done 501c7, but c3 is similar.
What is that?
It's nothing.
it's a section of the IRS code that refers to incorporation as different kinds of nonprofit organizations. I think the 501c7 is a nonprofit educational. 501c3 is nonprofit charitable that entails tax deductions. We probably aren't eligible for the 501c3, but 501c7 I think would be pretty easy.
But I know that the huge number of organizations doing similar work. The Millennium Project or this Vista Soft.
Okay, point taken.
So
yeah.
Either way, we recorded.
Other strategies for Ontolog planning.
Oh, okay. The other thing, the other input I have is, I've spoken to several people about funding, because I think that it's a key issue on sustainability. And one input I got, which is extremely interesting, is that, for example, DARPA would not be able to fund us on anything now. But they would be able to fund, let's say, a company to send people here to work. For example, Leo Obers is extremely busy and couldn't even make this meeting. But we talked yesterday, and I said, if you can actually carve out some DARPA budget that allows you to spend, let's say, 2 hours or 10 hours or whatever a week on Ontolog work, that would be wonderful. And
MITRE couldn't apply for that kind of funding because MITRE's an FFRDC. It's a strange beast. So I think we
it's not
get
applying our for the funding, but carving that as part of a project activity.
Peter, can you pull
that
back?
That has to be funded somewhere.
Yes, DARPA.
Can you pull this back to funding, or back to planning? How does this relate to planning?
Relating to planning is we should set up, let's say, task force to actively pursue the venues of getting fundings into funding the work that we are doing to make the Ontolog Forum as a whole sustainable.
Would you see that as a potential role for a dedicated planning team?
Yes. not a planning team, but I mean, part of the strategy. I'm putting in a strategy input.
So we assume a governance model that's consistent with 501c3 or 501c7. I would prefer a 7, I think, for the reasons that Adam said. Are there volunteers?
Should we go with volunteers or nominations?
Adam?
Well, so I'm glad to help with the incorporation. I'm also glad to help seek funding. I'm always on the eye out for funding, you know, for myself as well as all of my friends and the people I work with. I haven't seen anything myself come up that I could see, you know, applying to with Ontolog, but I'll certainly keep looking and be glad to work on anything if anyone else comes aware of an opportunity.
Right. Well, I'm thinking of the 501c7.
Yeah, that I would certainly be willing to help with if the group decides we want to do that. I mean, I'm not clear at the moment on what the benefits of that would be specifically, but someone can tell me why they Peter, tell us why you think that would be a good idea for Ontolog to incorporate.
First of all, we are not an entity in anybody's eyes. By incorporating, Ontolog becomes an entity. Would that be good enough?
Oh, so you mean that Ontolog itself could, have a bank account, could apply for funding, etc.?
Could pay for the recording of these telephone calls.
Well,
right now, it can't.
You could do that without getting into the tax codes, but the 501c3 is good to let people take tax deductions for donations to the organization.
Right. I mean,
that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, we can go out and get sponsors. We actually literally cannot. We can walk up to for example Sun and say, I mean, can you sponsor this? And they say, who are you? I mean, Ontolog is not an entity.
We're off topic. It's an important topic, but we're off topic.
You're a slave driver.
Well, I have to be. That's like,
I know.
It's like cats that I just saw mummified cats this week in a museum. These cats aren't mummified. They keep crawling.
I'm going to have to drop off, guys. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you next week or something.
Thanks,
okay,
Pat.
Thanks, Pat. Bye-bye. See ya.
I think the bottom line question is, we've got 20 minutes left in this meeting. Is this going to be enough planning for the year, or does it need a sustained activity?
For the year?
Yeah, this is our planning meeting for the year.
That's an awful short
discussion.
Amount of time to put into planning, then.
Yeah.
I think there
so what should we do with this call-in?
I think there should be some sort of takeaways or whatever that we can sort of get some sort of seed started on where we want to go.
I agree with you there.
Can you clarify that a bit? I didn't quite understand it.
Well, I kind of think like we should have some sort of thing, some sort of tangible thing that we can get started with immediately, so that we can start getting some momentum going on the actual planning. So, like, for example, going back to the scope issue, I'd kind of like to see something which, maybe like a survey or something like that, of the areas of study that Ontolog would address, for example, so that we can sort of draw some boundaries around what it actually is that we'll be working on, and then...
Along that line, I was wondering, since the time is dwindling, the topic came up about the sort of a contention mechanism of collaborating online in a wiki, and I'm not here so much to talk about collaborative technology, but it occurred to me that it is important that all of those viewpoints get together, and we had come up with this same thing in our environment once, and I had pointed out that in order to continue a discussion around sort of the corpus of the ideas that had sprung up, because I think it was a good discovery process, what if you used the mail distribution system, or I should say the threaded nature? The threaded nature in some ways is asynchronous, but what it does allow is multiple, if there's not a contention mechanism, so to speak. If we came up with these topics that have emerged out of our planning and said to people, if they were boiled down, do you believe, what do you think that the five projects ought to be that we ought to look at this year, and solicit that information and keep the dialogues sort of alive?
Yeah, is that Pat?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I mean, I'm just glad you brought that up. And incidentally, for those who are newer to the group, Ontolock's normative form of deliberation and discussion and transaction actually is the forum and not the weekly meetings. Since even at the beginning we knew the weekly calls would not be properly representing the entire constituency, so we have sort of reduced that to only a reference and a rapport building exercise. The true transactions should all be captured on our forum, and the wiki is used as sort of a shared display mechanism.
So what I was sort of advocating, Peter, is very much related to that, is that if one had an outline of the issues that have sprung up, and if those were sort of partitioned out into directed questions to the community,
so
that the response would come back, and then there would be a representative a corpus of the work back in one place with respect to that subtopic.
Yes, I mean that's a great suggestion. So I guess for Kurt, that's a great start. Looks like we probably want to start a few email threads to continue the discussion and to draw conclusions.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, and the other one too, and I think is we could also post to see, you know, who would want to participate in a standing planning committee.
Yeah, actually, who would have the time to participate in a standing planning committee?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's where that sort of commitment and governance gets down. I think sometimes, and my experience with this is that when you bite off a piece of it, you try to make sure that the piece you bite off you can handle. Otherwise, you don't take a bigger piece, and that's why I think one has to let one's eyes not get bigger than one's stomach, so to speak, and have a contribution piece that you know you can deliver on. Let somebody maybe who's got more time take up that responsibility.
Susan, we
have seen that, I think, practically in our working groups, is to try to get that sort of self-estimate for what you can do, and then just make sure that the resources you do have are committed, no matter what their petition is.
Right. Yeah, actually, not for this call, but sometime it'd be interesting just to kind of, you know, compare and contrast the kind of the communities of practice in kind of thinking about what differences matter, the ones that are kind of constituted, you know, within our federal agencies, contrasted with like Ontolock Forum.
One of the things I can say about Ontolock as a newcomer to Ontolock that I think is very much in your favor, and one that I have recorded as a substantial contribution, the degree to which you have actually laid down a track, no matter if we're starting to accumulate sort of non-semantically mapped information, is that the systematic nature of just what you have done, maybe inside the framework of the wiki, perhaps distinguishes you in a knowledge management way, I think, to have a more sustainable message. And if it becomes searchable in a semantic way, it'll be that much more powerful. But when I look at Ontolock and when Susan and I compare some of our others, we've found that the degree to which we can bring this systematic nature to it allows people to join in without having to sort of had to be in the same room at the same time.
And we have Peter to thank for that.
Luckily, yeah.
Thank everybody, I mean, who had make any contribution, and that's the whole group. And thanks for the encouraging note, Pat.
Okay, folks, I'm saving. It's out there. You can refresh. While you were talking, I added... actually, what I'm finding, and I want to see if you're hearing this as well, is that the idea of planning and governance at this point are probably pretty intertwined.
Right.
The planning issues and the governance issues are almost two sides of the same thing. So,
yep.
That's kind of the question, is who can sit down and really focus on that. I know Oasis has Bozak to thank for a lot of it, because he ran Point on it.
Absolutely. I mean,
we've had nobody really run Point. I mean, Peter and I have hacked away at it when we bump into issues, but that's about it. I wouldn't say anybody sat down and tried to be systematic from the planning or governance standpoint.
That, down the road, it might be interesting to jointly plan an event, maybe like an all-day forum like we do, but joint, that would basically draw in those organizations like OASIS, from whom we really desire to learn, maybe Global Grid Forum, maybe, you know, we find those top five and just invite them to come to one place for a day.
Well, and actually, Susan, that may be something I think you might have a little bit easier time sponsoring than us and actually a broader mm-hmm. audience for.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could do it very easy, and again, anyone can join on site or just join by phone, and it's actually very pertinent to our activities because we actually hope with our DRM initiative to basically build upon the best of OASIS and W3C in terms of an open collaborative process, and the more we can learn now will help us because we're kind of cooking the process as we go.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, well, if I go ahead with it would probably be like June or July, but I'll just kind of, you know, check in and see if there's still interest. I'd be glad to host it, and I'd appreciate your input on kind of themes and people.
We'll be interested.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got that reflected and posted. I hope I've got it reflected. I've got it posted anyway. I think enough that we won't forget the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I'm not sure if this quite fits, and I'm sorry, I'm not really prepared for this call, but we're, as we bring in like six or seven different communities, we're learning how to use some use cases as a means to organize all of the communities around, so that almost could become sort of a means of governance when you're bringing so much difference into the room and you're trying to maximize the understanding and the good productive exchange. And so I don't know that it fits, but that's the direction we're heading, and so I'll just put that on the table. If use cases work as a means, to the extent that Ontolog Forum benefits from communicating with other communities, if there's tools to organize around, such as use cases, that might be part of your strategy.
And Susan, which group's using that?
That's what we're starting to use with the data reference model working group, geospatial community, SciCop. We're basically at each of our meetings, we're basically doing an information sharing exercise and working to build upon that.
But those are the branches.
Yeah.
What's the hub that's actually driving the idea of?
The hub is, let's see, what is, I'm not sure which one's the hub. I think it's...
You mean a GSA hub in terms of sustainable, you know, the sign process,
well,
intergovernmental?
Yeah, I guess the hub would be maybe everybody trying to tune up around our reference models, recognizing that they're national and not federal. So it's just very broad, and it just gets noisy very, very quickly. So we actually plan to write these five data reference volumes in alternating meetings when we have our general meetings, basically keep building a use case that helps the understanding, the range of difference in expertise in the room, but also when you have six communities and they're trying to give an example, they can relate it to the use case. And so actually we're kind of building upon what Global Grid Forum has done. They've worked hard on 15 use cases that look pretty good.
I think what also is another benefit of that, in Ontolog maybe is smaller, but it does have a lot of what I'd call adjunct communities that would probably intersect with it. But we find that if we bring those communities of practice into some sort of larger overarching thing, what we do is we discover all the redundancies that perhaps are trying to be solved at the same time. And I think, again, for that boundary, so to speak, or that particular definition, it weeds out, it not only allows a forum for more thought, but it also identifies things that people thought they were solving unilaterally. Mm-hmm. I think that's a real benefit that we've discovered.
Yeah, I think what I'd like to do is send the URL to a paper that has been my guide in this, and it's written by a fellow who's done a lot of work in the Air Force. It's basically balancing practice-centered research and design, so you have a problem-centered systems development versus technology-centered.
I don't know.
Someone
he's trying to keep up.
Just now, hope it wasn't him. Who's still online?
Pat here.
Oh,
I'm still here, Nicholas.
Okay, so maybe we Kurt dropped off for some reason.
I'm sorry, I put my phone on mute for a second.
Oh.
He's been yelling
at us. I've been talking to all you guys, and you're all acting
weird. Yeah, why
can't
they hear me?
I think he's all that.
I like it this way, Kurt.
I mean, I'm used to non-responsive, but it was getting absolutely bizarre. So we've got about 10 minutes left, and I think the last point is, what should be the follow-up? What should happen coming off of this phone call?
I think you ought to get those discussion threads up to try to maintain the momentum that you have in this discovery process.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right, and set up the several task forces. Put the updated charter into sort of an adoption process. And the corollary of that is when it's, Leo says he's going to make a post on the definition of ontology, the fact that we are ontolog forum, I mean, maybe we should adopt a set of definitions for ontologies.
Well, I've always wanted a discussion thread on what an ontology is, because I don't think we've got one answer within the community.
Right.
Leo, I thought, did a very excellent job with that one post he had. One of the more definitive things I've seen, which sort of allows this spectrum, but let me not go away from that, since what you're trying to do is how do we sustain this planning effort. I think some of the points that I brought up that have to do with if you're going to become more systematic or you're approaching somehow being more systematic, and that's what I hear you all wanting to do, because you want to be more purposive, I do believe there's a certain set of structural elements that have to be accompanied by maybe some increased governance or something. I think there has to be more structure there some way, and I'm not trying to lay bureaucracy on there as much as you won't be able to demonstrate repeatable process in terms of planning and doing tracking of planning like some of the things I brought up without perhaps formalizing a little bit more. And I don't know the best thing, but maybe the threaded conversation would say bring out people's willingness or unwillingness to go farther in a more systematic way. I think they would agree with the goals that I've heard here today, but... you know, where are we in the takeoff stage for becoming a little bit more purposive?
I have maybe some additional thoughts along this line. We should, again, balance or embrace both a community of practice, which is a casual thing, and then maybe temporary hierarchies like project teams, task forces, which needs a lot better governance, a lot more accountability and things, and we should embrace both.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Is there, like you mentioned, OASIS is a model that you'd like to follow, but is there another project site or project group that you would like to sort of mimic the approach that they've taken and sort of see Ontolog moving toward that sort of model?
I think it's more than like to follow. We actually chartered Ontolog Forum with that as part of the sort of principal tenets.
Peter, can I jump in here for a second?
Yeah.
That was driven primarily by the fact that this was an outgrowth of the Oasis UBL effort.
Absolutely.
And we wanted to maintain a enough procedural alignment that it would be easy for stuff to transition between the two. What you're making me think might be an interesting next step would be to get Bozak to talk about the Oasis governance model.
Absolutely. Especially when Oasis is actually changing. I mean, over the past few months, some to our delight and others less so.
So that's something we could do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the other one that I'm going to elevate to a follow-on activity, because I think it is positively critical based on what's come out in the last couple of weeks, the Thursday meeting time, it's beginning to break down. We know we've got scheduling conflicts. We're finding that the guest speaker stuff is really getting a lot of interest, but it could fill an entire month of schedules, and we fundamentally change what the organization's all about. So I think we need to figure out some way of rethinking the standing Thursday meeting.
I would suggest a survey that goes out and we'll look at it after responses come back.
A survey on just that one topic or on other topics?
Or one specific topic on what is the best day for our weekly conference call.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we have really good people. I mean, that says, I mean, people like Chris Welty, Steve Ray, Evan Wallace, I mean, saying that, I mean, I really would have, Mike Ushold, I mean, really would have wanted to join, but, I mean, this is the time that I do such and such. I mean, W3C,
yep.
Best practices, or whatever.
Okay. I think that's a very concrete thing to do. So, for follow-on activities, let me save that out. We have got officially 3 minutes.
I have put a link to some kind of a discussion page about the idea of using Sumo as a way of indexing ontolog and describing, I mean, or discussing how that could be done.
Nicholas, did you post that to the forum?
Yes, there is a link that I've updated somewhere on the ontolog discussion, but I'm saving a page more specifically about that Sumo idea.
Oh, you got a separate page on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think that sounds like another good candidate project. It's nice and concrete. I like the feel of it. So
like
what
to
we
see someone fund it.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
What
What'd
the hell
do?
Happened there?
Uh-oh, did I mess up your stuff?
Are you saving stuff on the wiki page that we're working on, Nicholas?
I did.
Uh-oh.
You know, Nicholas, I'm gonna have to
shoot me down.
Because
you're glad you're in a virtual meeting.
Well, now I'm sorry, Kurt. I mean, I apologize. I that's one thing that I kind of don't like about this wiki stuff. But I'm just sorry.
You probably have two windows showing, which means your edit is still there.
I have scrolled back to the edit conflict screen, so I'm now confronting an edit conflict screen.
Good, great. Which means, I mean, the bottom window is what you have typed. Cut and paste the new stuff and paste it onto the top window and then save.
Well, the thing that's tough here is that some of it went into the section I'm working on, some of it went in above. So I have to be careful here.
Okay, be careful with that.
So I will be careful here, which means my ability to converse has just dropped off.
All right, we'll just chit-chat while you focus on
is it, what time is it? The 3 o'clock Eastern time and 12 o'clock, is it Western time? Nevada.
Okay, it's almost time to quit, right?
Yeah, we're about there.
Yeah, I think we should add no more to the discussion and let
let you
Kurt do the recovery process.
Yeah, but it was a great meeting, Kurt.
Everyone, I commend you for the, it's excellent. It exceeded my expectations, so thank you all.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Peter.
Oh, bye.
Susan, can I give you a call?
Pat, was that you? I was almost hanging up.